We are back with Brace Yourself. I'm your host, Roseanne Sorrentino. It is Saturday. I met with you last night. We talked about finally made it through the week. Thank goodness. It was a rough one, a long week. But here we are on Saturday, the weekend ahead of us. And we have some really great stuff coming up on the show. You see sitting here right next to me, we have Adam Snare, who we're going to talk to in a few minutes. I see people are joining us now, which is exciting. Kev Martin, Anthony Marinello, welcome. So happy that you could join us. Oh, hi, Jackie. Hi, Shelley. Nice to see you. Thanks for tuning in. So before we get going with Adam, because we have a lot of stuff to talk about, I met Adam. How did we meet?
I guess through
Facebook.
Through Facebook.
Through comedy. Comedy is how we met. So we're going to talk to Adam about comedy and all that great stuff. I'm just going to get some housekeeping out of the way. I'm going to be at the Greenwich Village Comedy Club tonight with my daughter Bridget. The show is at 6 o'clock. It is sold out, so I'm sorry you missed that opportunity. But January 26th at the Brokerage, Sunday afternoon, I told you, it's only the Pro Bowl. Who cares? Come see some comedy. Come and laugh. You'll have a great time. And then there is the fundraiser for RCK Elementary School on February 13th at McGuire's in Bohemia. So tickets are on sale. You can log on to those websites. The Brokerage on the 26th and the McGuire's on February 13th. So I hope to see you there. And now to my first guest of the day. My only guest of the day, because I have to go to the city after this. No, there's no more guests after this. He's a guest for the first time is really what I meant to say. Please welcome the very funny Adam Snare. Hey, I'm the only one in the room. Sorry. So welcome. How are you? Oh, and here's Lola.
Here's the dog.
Lola's biting the guest. That's always really a good thing to have because he clapped. So welcome. How are you?
I am good. You're doing good? Well. It's exciting to be here.
It's exciting to have you here. You can look wherever you want. We can look at each other. We can look at the camera. It's kind of hard. You know, I turn the head with the brace. So you should move over a little bit so you're in more there, see, because it's a small camera space. We want to make sure that we see the guests. So Lola is warming up. I had Adam get here about 11:30 just so that Lola could warm up to him. Otherwise, she can be
rambunctious.
Very rambunctious. So, Adam.
Yeah.
Tell me. Tell me about your day job. Tell me about the thing that puts the money in the pocket, pays the bills.
Well, I'm a graphic designer by trade. I actually work in the engineering department technically at a sign company. So I do technical drawings of how to build the signs, and then, you know, the guys in the shop build the signs based on those drawings. You know, I know the programs, and that's why I'm there. You know, pays the bills, and you know, I do like it. I do enjoy it. It's challenging, and you know.
Okay, that's
good. It's different every day, so you know, and it is related to the graphics stuff, which I also do on the side, the freelance stuff, Snare Graphics.
Yes.
Snare Graphics.
Snare Graphics
on Facebook.
And you have seen some examples of Snare Graphics because Adam did my logo. Brace Yourself logo. Wonderful, beautiful logo, which I absolutely love.
Thank you.
I cannot wait to have it on t-shirts and coffee mugs and magnets. And I'm going crazy. I'm going to go broke with Brace Yourself.
Dog leashes.
Dog leashes. There you go, right? Why not?
Why not?
Bracelets.
There we go.
What the heck?
The whole deal.
So, yeah, and you're very talented.
Thank you.
You have a really good eye for that stuff. And that's great. And these are the things.
That's a fun one to do.
That's nice. And that's what we do to put the money in the pocket and dinner on the table, right? We have our day jobs.
Yeah.
Right. But what made you want to do comedy?
I've wanted to do comedy since, and it's a guess at the age, but I would say about 7 years old. It was Bill Cosby himself.
Controversial.
Now it is. Back then, you know, he was the all-American dad, right?
Yeah. But times change.
If you guys haven't seen it, it's available on YouTube still. They haven't taken it off
yet.
But Bill Cosby himself, it was just, what I loved about that and stand up in general mm-hmm. is it's just one person with a microphone.
Yes.
And there's no glitz, there's no glamour, there's no backup band, there's no light show. It's just one person and the microphone. And I always thought that was amazing. And it's powerful too, you know?
It's funny you say no glitz and no glamour because
some do.
Well, I think when you get to a certain level, there's glitz and glamour, but there is no glitz and glamour in stand-up comedy. How many hallways and kitchens have you been directed to where they say, this is the green room?
Right. There's a few.
And please don't block the way so the waitress can get through.
Right, right. If there is a green room.
If there is, that's what I mean.
Yeah, I haven't experienced a green room yet.
I experienced one when you do Governor's Main Room.
Oh, okay.
They do have a really nice room that you sit in.
I haven't done that yet.
And that's how you enter the stage. You enter, there's a door, and you enter from the green room. Very cool.
Okay.
I've only done that once, and I'm
but
trying
that's
to...
the main room.
That's the not main, the main room. Room. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have some, Chris Fifield said, love the logo for Brace Yourself. Well done, sir. Thank you, Chris. I'm going to see you later. Very exciting. Hi, Mandy. How are you? Mandy McFly right there. Mandy was in my comedy class.
Oh, hi, Mandy.
So she's the one that we've been doing some open mic nights with. We're getting
very
Adam
cool.
out to the open mic, the real open mic nights.
The real ones.
Right? And Jackie, hey, can I plug Corey? He'll be graduating this year in digital media, graphics, and animation. Absolutely,
awesome.
Jackie. Fantastic.
Very
well
impressive.
Done, Corey. You know, let's get him a job then next. So, hi, Annie. Thank you. We're trying to be funny. We are. So Bill Cosby was your inspiration.
Well, no, he was the first stand-up that I remember. As far as real comedy inspirations
uh-huh.
over the years, I'd have to say people like Martin Short,
mm-hmm.
Steve Martin.
Oh, yeah.
You know, definitely growing up. And later, you know, definitely more recently, you know, past 10 years or so, where I really started wanting to get into stand-up, I'd say, you know, it, honestly, some of the talk show hosts really made me want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Letterman
yes.
and Conan in particular.
Oh,
I just love their style. Love, you know, just, you know, their personalities and, you know, their monologues and whatnot. Really just, I connected with it.
Yeah, I always liked Letterman because I always felt like he did his monologue and he was a little edgy, but mm-hmm. he never went like too far where he's going to alienate that one part of his
right.
audience.
Right.
He always had a great balance. And of course the top 10
yeah,
is awesome.
Yeah.
You know, you love the top 10. So, so that's awesome. So those are some really good inspirations. So tell me about the first time you went on stage
Ooh.
And you did your comedy.
All right. So we took the different classes, but the same class.
You took the same class at different times.
With the same teacher.
Mm-hmm.
John
Trusen. John
Trusen.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, John. He's not watching.
He's not watching.
it was, honestly, going up there for the first time was absolutely terrifying. It was one of the scariest things ever. Like, I've jumped out of a plane.
You have?
Oh, yeah. And
that's ridiculous.
And,
they're a perfectly good plane. Why would you jump out of it?
No, it was a little rickety. They make you want to jump. No, but really, it's that kind of emotion and anxiety, and but also excitement.
Mm-hmm.
It's like everything built into one. And then the same thing. Somebody jumps out of a plane, and then they go, "Oh, you're next." And the same thing with comedy. There's somebody goes up, and you're next. You're just sitting there, and it's heavy. And then when they say your name and you go up there, until you get the first joke out, and then it's the greatest feeling
yes,
in the world.
Yes, till you get the laugh, right?
Yep, yep.
Now, you have to understand, the first shows that we did after the class were packed with family and friends and all the other comedians, family and friends. So you're not even going into like a hostile audience where you have to worry that you're going to get booed off the stage.
Yeah, it's a bit deceiving.
But it's still...
Oh, it's
nerve-wracking.
Yeah, because it's a question, would you rather fall on your face in front of strangers or your friends? And I'm still not sure what I would rather do.
Friends.
Yeah, I guess.
I think friends, because Well, some friends that
you got to see them again. I don't have to see strangers ever again.
Well, but that's true.
You like it, screw you.
But I think your friends will also be like, dude, that wasn't funny. And give you honest feedback. Mm. You know, strangers aren't going to give you feedback. They're just going to boo you right off the stage.
Yeah.
So have you, so after that first time, now you've done a few more shows.
It's gotten progressively easier. I still get nervous. Mm-hmm. I think if there's ever a time where you don't get, now mind you, I don't know crap about this yet. I'm six shows in.
Six shows.
So I'm not here telling you what being a stand-up is like.
You're giving us the what it's like in the beginning.
Yes.
For starting out, because
you gotta get somebody else for what it's like going forward. But
Well, I don't think the big comedians really remember.
No.
What it's like.
But there's some that we know who have been doing it for a few years as mm-hmm. opposed to 2 months.
2 minutes.
But it's, I still get very nervous, and I think there'll never be a day where I don't get nervous, because that'll mean you're dead.
You know? Yeah, like, if you don't get
nervous. If you're going on
nervous.
Stage in front of people and performing anything, I have musician friends who have been doing it for years, and they still get nervous.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, because it's.
Because it is. It's scary. Every time I have to sing,
you never know.
I get a little nervous, which is good, because if I don't get nervous, then I'm like, oh, I don't know if this is going to be any good. And if I croak it out, and then it's like, oh, that was horrible. Right. So the nerves really get the adrenaline going, get you excited, and really keep you going. So what was the best moment you ever had on stage of your six appearances? Which was your best moment? Hold on. Hey, T. Brown, how are you, honey? I don't have my glass today because it's too early. I'm rocking a coffee mug, but Mandy, nerves mean you care, I always say. Mandy, I agree. If you're not nervous, you don't care.
Yeah. And that will show in the performance, I think, too. If you're just rattling through it, you know, and you're not passionate about what you're saying, because I think the best comedians out there, they're speaking the truth.
I agree.
And they're not just doing some act that's not them. And if they are, I think you could see it.
So let's go to my next question. We'll come back to your best moment of your six shows. Let's go to the next question I have is your material. Like, where do you get it? Who's your inspiration? What?
All right.
Why do you think it's funny? And it is funny. I've seen his act. He's funny.
Thank you.
He's got some funny stuff.
Thank you.
So,
and you too, likewise.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Now, my act comes from my life. My mom is a big part of my act.
Me too. Not his mom, my mom.
Right. And rightfully so. She's seen the act on video. She lives in Pennsylvania. She hasn't seen it live yet.
Oh. Is she watching? Roberta, are you out there?
There she is.
Roberta, you're late.
On cue.
You are late, Roberta.
On cue.
We're talking about you just in time.
Yeah, so my mom, I love her dearly. But there's a lot of comedy there.
Well, sure.
So it's between that, and it's between dating life and modern dating life with these wacky apps.
Oh boy, yes. You know?
And
we're both in that's a nightmare.
And that's the majority of it, and also the connection of my mom being a bit neurotic and how that's rubbed off on me over the years.
Fantastic. So. But what makes you think, because this is stuff that we all talk about. We talk about, like, Stacey Lieb, hi, Roseanne. I sound just like Peppa from Annie. Thank you. I'm your favorite actress. Stacey, that's so sweet. Thank you for saying that. I really appreciate that.
You do sound like Peppa.
I do sound like, I was Peppa from Annie. Oh. That's why I sound like it. Wow. But, like all those things, our mothers, everybody thinks their mother is hilarious. My mother is hilarious. Right. She's a huge fan favorite on Brace Yourself. Everybody thinks they have the funniest dating stories. What is it about this stuff that you, how do you bring the funny?
I, That's a great question. It's a tough question.
I don't know if I can answer my own question.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm experienced enough to answer that. I will just say that I think everything can be funny. Mm-hmm. It's perspective. It's how you look at it. I think every single day you come across at least one thing, probably multiple things, that if you put a positive and you want to look at it, instead of getting angry, and you know what, sometimes getting angry at it works.
Yeah.
Also.
Oh, sure.
You know, there's a lot of anger in a lot of comedy, but but I think everything can be looked at as funny and as comedy, and I don't know how to answer that. I think different people think different ways and view things different ways, and brains work different. And
what have you learned from the comics that we both met? We met a lot of comics, mm-hmm. new comics, experienced comics. And I think if you really watch them, and sometimes it's hard when you're in the green room to get out there and see them and hear them, because it's there's no place for you to stand. But what do you try to learn from these people?
Stage presence.
Mm-hmm. Good one. Good answer.
You need energy. I feel like it seems like there's a thing where acting aloof in this day and age is kind of the in thing, and acting and being it is kind of a cool thing. I personally love comedians who just come out there, and I'm working on that myself. I don't really have that. Is just coming out and energetic, and that includes physical movement,
yes,
just kind of stand there. Unless you're Stephen Wright and that's your act,
then you can get away with it. Yeah. But no.
But it's energy. I learn something every time I go up there, and every show. I'm totally blown away. I did a show on New Year's Eve, and the headliner was Peaches Rodriguez.
Oh, Peaches. I know Peaches. I Little Room. I did a show with Peaches.
She did close to an hour.
An hour?
And just killed it.
It's a lot of material.
Yeah, and you know, there's a lot of comics out there who just, you know.
Well, she does a lot of crowd work.
She does a ton of crowd work.
And that's scary.
Yep.
I don't do.
Well, you did a bit.
I did a little bit.
The video I saw, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit, you know, and it's
sometimes
very.
Sometimes you're forced into that.
Sometimes. But right. This, what I do is very controlled. Like, okay. I don't really, if I'm going to ask you something, I'm going to say, how are you? And I'm looking for, I'm all right, I had a crappy day. But
right.
I'm not ready to get
right.
get in there and start.
Get the wrong answer.
Yeah, because, you know, I'll
right.
I don't want to be like, oh, deer in the headlights, what right. do I say? So, but she's funny.
Very funny. And I was just really blown away. I think they were expecting more comics to be there. So the guy who was running the show said, go up there and, stretch and do it. And she did, and really just impressed with her. Mm. There's a few. We don't want to sit here and name drop, but there's some that we know who are just...
Mick Thomas.
Mick.
Our favorites. We yes. love Mick.
Blows me away every time I see him.
John Ziegler
is very,
very funny.
Good.
Tim Gage, hilarious, very funny, very, very funny guys, nice guys.
Yeah, super nice, and that's the thing, too, is meeting people with experience, and when they give you advice and encouragement, mm-hmm. it means a lot, because, again, six shows in, but it's daunting, and it can be, you get hopeful.
Yes.
And you get excited, but it's also easy to say, what's going on here and where is this going?
Yeah. Should I continue to do this? Now, we were talking before when you first got here with mm-hmm. my daughter, Bridget, who's upstairs. I told her she had to be on my birthday show, which I'm going to mm-hmm. talk about at the end. But we were talking about...
Yes, Mandy.
What?
She said we should all do some open mic nights.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Are you kidding me? That is the plan. So,
sorry.
And Mandy, we were just talking about bringers, which is what you do early in your comedy career. A bringer is a show, which is why we're always putting them all over Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat and Twitter, because you have to bring people to your show.
In order to get on stage.
In order to perform.
So you can get down there, and if you don't have people down there, you don't get on stage.
Or they cut your time.
Yeah, we get it. It's business. They're not selling out because Adam Snare is on the marquee yet.
Yet.
But it's, you know, so it's tough on a Thursday or a, you know.
A Thursday is tough.
Thursday or a Sunday afternoon or, you know, all kinds of odd times where people are just busy. People are just busy and have different
lives.
Things to do or don't feel like going and spending money or whatever. And it's difficult to get people out there and to get people to come and see you and you know, and buy drinks and whatnot. And so we do appreciate every time it happens.
I have to say, I am blessed with amazing friends who come to the shows, buy the tickets, buy the drinks. In some cases, take a train ride like today into Manhattan. But I do have to tell you, my best friend, Beth, I think she's missed 3 of my shows in the last year.
That's awesome.
She is just my biggest fan,
my cheerleader.
Yeah. She is always trying to recruit people to come and see the show. She'll be there tonight. She's going into the city.
That's awesome.
She's got her cousin and a friend who are coming. So I'm really, really lucky that I can get at least people to still come.
That's great.
And you have to, you know, I only just started adding. I'm going to be doing this for a year in April.
Okay.
All right. So I took the class almost a year ago. I started the class almost a year ago. In April, when we did our show, April, May is a year.
A year.
And I just started like adding in some new stuff now.
Oh, okay.
And by adding in, kind of taking what I originally had.
Would you say peppering in?
Peppering in.
See what I did there?
Well played.
See what I did.
Well played.
Comedian.
That was very, very good. Well played. So, yes, but that's what I've been doing.
I got to say also, my brother has missed, I think, 2 shows, and one was New Year's, so I don't blame him.
All right.
But, yeah, that's
my Adam's big brother.
That's my big cheerleader.
What's your brother's name?
Jason.
Like, Jason.
So ridiculously supportive on this venture. He posts all my shows. He's really pushing for me.
Oh, that's awesome.
And a ton of others, but, you know, definitely a big shout out to him because he, we still do that shout out.
We shout out.
Yeah,
shout
that's
out.
That's
yeah.
Sort of thing.
Yeah, this is going on YouTube. You'll be shouting out for years, hopefully.
I know. I didn't know if we were still saying shout out.
Of course we shout out.
I thought that might have gone away with, like, Arsenio.
No, that would be woo. Yeah, we don't do that anymore.
No, we don't do that.
I was told by my children to never, ever do that again.
Really?
Oh, yeah. There are certain moves I make or certain things I'll do, and they just look at me and they go, never do that.
We're still doing the Macarena?
I don't Macarena. Not with the neck brace.
Who let the dogs out?
We don't. No.
I'm
you're
really
aging yourself. You're really, you're out. You're out of it. Now it's twerking.
Oh.
I don't twerk.
Hang on.
No twerking. This is a twerk-free zone. We don't twerk. What else? What are the... I don't know. The kids they do the Superman or whatever that is where they jump to the
slide. I just want to name.
And they dap, right?
I just want to name some random old shit.
I know. It's very good. Very good. So what do you think you're going to be doing or what do you want to be doing 5 years from now?
If I had my
druthers.
Is that the word?
That is the word.
I love that word.
Druthers. Yeah. Great word.
It is a good word.
It is.
I'd be doing this full time, you know? I mean, that's the dream, right?
Yes.
And I'm not saying, you know,
that is the dream,
Radio
though.
City. I'm not saying Maniscalco. I'm saying just enough to be doing, to live, you know?
That would
just,
be.
Just to replace the other gig.
Yeah.
Be able to live.
Well, you know,
I mean, that would be amazing.
That would be amazing. And I hope that for both of us.
I mean, if it blows up bigger, that's fine too.
Yeah, that's great too. I was going to say no to that. I'm kind of hoping, I'm thinking Ellen. is going to be retiring soon. And I'm kind of hoping, brace yourself, we could slide right in there. Maybe Ellen and I are retiring at the same time, so she could go and I could just kind of take over for
her.
That
would work.
Right?
That would work.
That would not be a terrible thing.
I couldn't do that.
Oh, I could. I would. I'd love to talk.
You could.
I'd love to talk.
No, I get that. But,
She's on every day.
5 days.
4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Now here's what we'll do. All right, we got to make a couple of agreements.
Okay.
Okay. So if I get a talk show,
right,
you're going to be my guest.
Or your sidekick. I could be like your Andy Richter to go on it.
Yeah, that could work.
I just invited myself.
You could tell. That's all right. And the other thing is, when we get big,
right,
we're not going to be jerks.
No.
Have to relate a story. So I'm not going to name any names.
No, don't do that.
I would never do that. I'm not going to put anybody on blast, as the kids say. All right?
Is that what they're
saying? That's what they're saying now. But I did go to a New York City very popular
comedy club.
Mm-hmm. And actually saw a comedian that is somewhat known. And I was
like... Can we have the initials?
No.
You'll tell me off the air?
Yep.
Okay.
But I was very excited to see this comedian because I think that he's funny and why not?
Mm-hmm.
So I had started this, you know, and I went over to him while he was having his French fries and I wanted to tell him how great I thought he was and that I started doing comedy. And I know he doesn't care. I know that. He didn't have to act like he didn't care because the bottom line is... We're on that stage.
Now you think he's a dick.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line.
That's the bottom line. And the bottom line is, no,
and
we're
you
on that
like him.
We're on that stage because people come and see us.
Yes.
And if nobody's coming to see us,
no matter how big you are,
no matter how big, you're not getting booked then. So when I'm famous, not if, when,
mm-hmm,
I will always take the time out to talk to the fans.
I had a similar experience too.
Did you?
Yeah. And it's disappointing because I get it. But I don't get it because, you know, like you just said, first of all, you're in showbiz. It's show mm-hmm. business. No matter what level, it's show business. And people are paying their money. They're coming to see you. You know, they come up afterwards and they say anything besides you suck. If it's anything positive, then there's no reason to be a jerk.
No.
Say thank you.
Put your French fry down. Say, hey, thanks. That means
gracious.
A lot to me. And I'll walk away.
Yeah, be a little gracious.
You know,
there's nothing wrong with that.
I had a parent once.
Mandy wants to know,
All right, Mandy, I'll text you later. It's different, but it's the same almost, this little story I'm going to tell you. So I had a parent come in. Her child got in trouble. And nothing major, but, you know, she had to come in, whatever. And you never know how that's going to go. Sometimes parents are angry. Sometimes they're nice. So she comes in, talk about the problem,
mm-hmm,
tell what happened. And she's getting ready to leave, and she says, you know, I'm a really big fan of yours. Can we take a selfie?
Oh,
and so
cool.
Here I am at my job in my office taking a selfie with this parent. I thought it was like the coolest thing ever that happened because people still remember Pepper.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
All right. So listen, we've been on 26 minutes, so we got four
time
minutes
flies.
Left. Time does fly when you're having a good time.
Yeah.
So I'm trying out a new thing.
Oh, guinea pig.
He is. He's the guinea pig.
Oh,
but before we do that, we might run over a little half hour, but that's okay.
Twerk?
Before I told you it's a twerk free zone.
Okay.
Before we do that, I want to hear your dates, and I'm going to post them on my Facebook and my Instagram and my Twitter page as well. But what are your dates? You have a lot of shows coming up,
you know,
Mr. Big Shot.
I listen to a lot of podcasts.
Uh-huh.
In particular, one of my favorite comedy ones is the Pete and Sebastian show. Sebastian Maniscalco and Pete Corielli.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're actually moving to iHeartRadio from Sirius Satellite.
Okay.
If anybody's interested.
All right.
But at the end of their show, they always plug.
Okay.
And it's great. And,
you have to
plug. I mean, these guys are huge, big time comedians, especially Sebastian.
Yes.
Like I don't think Sebastian needs to plug anything anymore. People
mm-hmm.
know him, and Pete too. But Sebastian's just that next level, you know. So when people have asked me about my dates, like off air and stuff, and I'll tell them, oh, I'll be here on this day. I feel like I'm plugging on the radio.
You are plugging. You have to plug or nobody's going to come.
I know. It's just funny to hear it.
So where are you going to be?
Next Friday, I am at Fulton's Gate in Patchogue, 9:30 show.
Okay, that's local.
Next Saturday, I'm at Governor's Comedy Club, the Lil Room, L-I-L apostrophe room.
Yes.
In Levittown at 7:30.
Nice.
On January 23rd, which is the following Thursday, I'm at Bonoco East, which is a new place in Farmingdale.
Okay.
At 8:30. And then Super Bowl Saturday, which is February 1st.
Yes.
I am at, where you're going to be tonight? I'm at
Greenwich Village.
Greenwich Village Great Comedy Club.
Love it. Thank you, Evan Weiss.
Yes, thank you, Evan, at 5:30. And then I'm going to hit Governor's Little Room on February 13th at 8 o'clock. So
check this guy out with all his dates.
Yeah.
Huh?
Oh.
That's gotta get out there, right? You got to get out there.
You know, it feels weird. I did New Year's and I haven't done anything since.
Yeah.
I'm getting antsy because I'm afraid I'm going to forget everything.
No, you're not going to forget. All right. But so you ready?
I guess so.
All right. So
do
here
I have
we
a
go.
Choice?
You have no choice.
I
nope.
Have no choice.
All right. So name a superpower you would want and why.
Ooh. Time travel. Is that a superpower?
Yeah.
Time travel, definitely.
Why?
Awesome. I mean, not only to talk to my younger self, which would be huge, but I mean, think of it. Go in the future, go into like prehistoric times.
Oh.
You know?
My luck, I'd get eaten by a dinosaur and never come back.
Yeah, but you press the thing really quick.
Really? Okay. All right. Time travel. What is your spirit animal?
Ooh, a golden retriever.
Loyal.
Yeah, I've always had them.
Yeah. Okay. Goldens. All right, cool.
Yeah.
Name one thing no one would know about you.
I can't tell you that, then people would know. I would ruin the whole day.
No, thing. Not one thing someone shouldn't know about you, just one thing nobody would know about you.
Oh boy. I don't know. I really, really,
like,
really don't.
I love devil dogs. I don't think many people know that about me.
I didn't like pickles until the past year, and now I love pickles.
Oh, see? Okay.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Like, couldn't eat one.
First of all, how do you not like a pickle?
I don't know.
Aren't you Jewish?
I am.
How are you Jewish? That's like being Italian and not liking spaghetti.
Is it that, though?
I think so. You go to the Jewish deli, want a pickle.
Maybe a brisket.
A brisket. Wow, that too.
Well,
it's like being Italian and not.
I don't know. They always didn't taste good.
But now you like pickles.
Now I love them.
Now you love them.
Love
Go
them.
Figure.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know what changed.
What is your one guilty pleasure?
Oh, I mean.
I like this game.
Like food-wise?
Whatever.
Ice cream.
Ice cream.
Love
doesn't
ice
have
cream.
To be food wise.
And I grew up and I still watch a bit of professional wrestling, which is insane. But I've been watching it for like 40 years and I just can't stop now.
I can't stop.
I still put it on.
All right.
I still watch the crowd.
That's okay. All right.
Star, clearly. But.
Mandy, you hate pickles? Aw. All right.
I get you, Mandy.
Last question. If your life were made into a movie, what would your theme song be?
Theme? Ooh, I thought you were going a different angle.
You thought I was going to ask you who would play you.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, what would your theme song be?
Huh. Like the theme to the movie?
Yeah, your theme song.
The White Stripes, We Are Gonna Be Friends. No, that's
I don't know that one.
Really
I mean, I might know it if I heard it, but I don't know the type. My kids will tell you I'm the worst with
it
that.
It was in Napoleon Dynamite.
Didn't see it.
Okay, it's a great. I'll play you after.
Okay.
It's awesome. It's a really chill, mellow song with a really cool message, and I think you'll dig it.
My one guilty pleasure is brace yourself. Chris, thank you. I love you for that. And I do care about your answers. Absolutely.
Good answer, Chris.
All right. So, Adam, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you
this
for taking
fun.
The time out on your Saturday, coming to see me, visit with me. And what did I say I was going to talk about later? I said before I left. Oh, my birthday show. But first, tomorrow, not tomorrow, Monday night, I'm going on location. I am going to the wine cellar of my next guest, Chris Grando, who is a businessman and president of our running club. And
we
are going, that is going to be a fun show.
I drink wine the whole time.
I am going to get him to open up a really good bottle of wine. And so that is on Monday night at 7 o'clock. No wine on this show. It's a Saturday. I got to get into the city later. Whatever.
Take a train.
You had coffee.
I did have coffee.
So, and then on Wednesday
like an episode of Coffee Talk.
Is my birthday show.
Ooh.
I will not tell you how old I am because I don't want to keep getting older. You can guess, but if you're right, I'm probably.
You get throw coffee on me.
Nah, I wouldn't do that. If you say I'm older than what I'm going to be, then maybe I'll throw coffee on you. But if you go younger, I'll be fine. But so that's what's happening. So I love to, I want to thank everybody who tuned in. Thank you so much. It's so great to see your names pop up, and I love your comments. And Mandy, thank you so much. I can't wait to do open mics. We will keep the dates coming. I'm going to post this on YouTube. Please check out my YouTube channel. If you've missed any episodes of Brace Yourself, they're all on there, especially the ones with Judy. Everybody loves the Judy episodes. And
the Adam one.
And now the Adam one is going to be... it's going to be up there. It definitely
I'm
is.
I'm going to like it like 700 times.
Good.
Just open up accounts and just like it.
Good. I love that. Do that. That's perfect.
I'm going to get the hell out of
myself. So that's it for today. Actually, I'm going to be doing one more thing I'm going to plug. I'm doing a podcast tomorrow. I'm being interviewed by Greg Gilbert, who I did a podcast interview with him once before.
Oh, cool.
And so he wants to interview me again. And I've done a podcast interview with Tommy Kovac. They can be found on Facebook as well. So thank you all. Kathy, thank you so much.
And,
thanks.
Adam Snare Comedy on Facebook and Instagram.
There it is. Perfect. All right, everybody. Have a great weekend. I'll see you on Monday. Bye.
That was fun.